You're listening to the Her Revive podcast. I'm your host, Andra Williams, the founder and CEO of Her Revive Co., a membership community helping Christian women to connect, to learn how to walk in freedom, and embrace their new identity as women living fearlessly restored. Whether you're at the beginning stages or you fully mastered this thing called life, on this podcast, this is where we do life together, bringing you tips, business strategies, laughter, and tons of vulnerability from myself and experts included to help you navigate as a woman revived. Let's jump into today's episode. Hello, you guys, and welcome back to Her Revive, the podcast with your host, Andra Williams. You guys, we are closing in on season one of the podcast, and it feels as if I just hit record and we're just now announcing that we have a podcast, and now we're coming up to season two of the podcast, and it's so crazy how time flies. I was telling my clients this a while back. I said, nothing happens as fast as when you decide that you want to launch a podcast. It feels as if the next week episode just comes out. Like, time just flies when you hit record to a podcast or when you hit launch to a podcast. And so I couldn't let this season go by without me talking about business and entrepreneurship and ministry. And as we go into season two of the podcast, we're going to talk more about business, entrepreneurship, coaching, and ministry, because I believe that we're just now scratching a topic. Like, I wanted to have this to be like a journey, you know, like taking you through the processes, throwing out a couple of different episodes to see what you guys actually like and what you want to hear more from when we go into season two of the podcast. And so, as I mentioned, for season two, we're going to be talking a lot more about business and ministry, a lot of things about dating, a lot of different topics, right? That's as they say, prepare the others, okay? So I am so excited to talk about this episode that we have today, because it's all about building a six-figure faith-based business, how you can heal the vision and be obedient. So I wanted to add in a swing to that, because I believe that that topic of building a six-figure business is so broad, and you don't need, you know, my particular podcast to know how to do that. You can just get on YouTube. But I want to talk from a different perspective of healing the vision and what that unlocks for you when it comes to your desire to build a six-figure business. And so in February, you guys, my gosh, in February, my business crossed $200,000 in client sales. And that was such a massive celebration for me, because it's one thing to own a faith-based business that crossed six figures, but it's also another thing when your clients have collectively earned, or when your clients have collectively made money within your business. And so to me, that wouldn't have never been made possible if there wasn't some sort of healing within a vision. And if God didn't allow for me to go through certain seasons of just me remaining obedient and not being fazed by what I see happening with just within the online space, or what I see happening within my bank account, and all of those different things, right? So there had to be some sort of healing within a vision in order for me to make six figures, in order for me to even help the women within their lives, right? Much of Her Revive is all about just healing the woman. And once that woman become whole, then it kind of like manifests into multiple areas of her life, and that she's able to have a different level of healing, and she's able to have a different level of clarity that wasn't available before. And so if someone would have asked me 10 years ago, just, you know, how did you remain faithful and obedient, and when you were in the trenches, and when, you know, God told you that such and such was going to happen, but it seemed as if everything was contradictory, I will say that it was all because I decided to ask God to heal the vision, of what He has placed within me. And so when I asked God to heal the vision, there was something that I said prior to that. And it's something that I said inside my membership, and I also created some posts on it. And I said to God, is that, God, I want to stand next to you. Because if I stand next to you, then I have the opportunity to see myself through this new lens. I have the opportunity to see why you have called me, why you have placed this idea within me, when everything around me is so contradictory, right? When everything around me is so contradictory to what God has placed within me. And so for me, when I prayed that I want to stand next to God, is that, God, I was saying, God, allow for me to see what you see within me. Heal me so that I may be able to see what's within my hand. audience and how you are telling me to take this small blog and to take a blog that basically had 8 people reading it. And I feel as if I was a part of the 8, more so probably 5 of those people who were coming and reading the and coming to my website. And so when God called me and said to me that, you know, he wanted for me to start a website. And with this website is that it will be the tool, it will be the door that God will use for me in order for me to have this wealth, in order for me to have the wells. It will be the first beginning well. And I feel like what's so crazy is that I didn't doubt it massively. But what I did say was that, God, okay, heal the vision so that I can be able to see what you see. Because right now everything around me, as I said, is a little bit contradictory to that. And so what God allowed for me to see is that my yes to healing and obeying God opened the doors for other women to glean. It opened the doors for other women to glean off of me. And so, as I said in the beginning, like me celebrating making $200,000 in client revenue, well, when my clients make $200,000 within my program, to me, it was all because of the yes to the healing and yes to being obedient that the women were able to come and glean. And I believe that this story, as I go more into the bullet points, I believe that this story is going to resonate with so many of you guys, because I know God has placed something so beautiful within all of you. And sometimes it's so hard to see what God is really doing within you. As I said, when everything around you looks a little bit contradictory. But in order for you to build a 6-figure business at the core root, there needs to be some sort of clarity, not from a sense of your ideal client and all the different things that we build out first, but it has to be some sort of clarity within the path, within the healing process, within a vision. So that way you can build a 6-figure business. And so that's what we're going to talk about, is how to build a 6-figure business, but from a different perspective. I mean, I'm going to give you guys a little bit more about like selling and offer creation and all that. But I kind of want to talk a little bit, like kind of give a little bit more insight to it, because it wasn't solely just understanding who your ideal client is, because I know that some of the times we always paint it as if that's the only thing that we're doing, but it's so much more that we're doing. Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about one of the very first things that I want for you guys to do before you go out and want to build a 6-figure business. Let's talk about the very first thing that I want for you to do, and that is to heal the vision. So as I said, that it was so wild for me to hear that God wanted for me, called me, all the way this girl that lived in Michigan, to build out something that was so crazy. And so for me, as I mentioned in the beginning, I pray to God that, God, allow for me to see myself through your lens, because there a lot of things that what we do here within the Her Revive movement is that a lot of the things is that some of us, we have had shattered confidence, our hope, we have endured some sort of traumatic event, or we have experienced some sort of betrayal, or something has shifted your perspective on how you view yourself and perhaps the things that God has placed within you. And so when those traumatic events happen, oftentimes it blurs our vision, right? So as God is calling us forward, as God is calling us and saying, hey, I have place this idea within you to build wealth and to do X, Y, and Z, a part of us is like, or like, God, I'll give you a conditional yes. Maybe I'm telling on myself, but that was the first half of it before I said, like, I never heavily questioned God for longer, you know, for a long period, but I did like, I don't know, God, like, I don't know if you called the right person, because, you know, it's crazy. And so, as I said, and when God sent someone to me in 2016, I lived in Michigan around this time, and God sent someone from California to me. He messaged me, and we ended up talking on the phone, because, you know, it was a long story, but he ended up messaging me. We ended up talking on the phone. And so the things that he told to me was that, you know, God had placed this idea within you that you're going to start a blog, and within this blog, it's going to open up the door. You're going to write a book, and then you're going to speak to thousands online. And I was like, God, you have the wrong person. Okay, like, God, be for real, like, me, you know, I think, like, despite of asking God to heal the vision, I was also, one of the things also about me is that I'm very, like, logistic, and I'm very analytical, because I'm like, okay, God, even if this was true, I have no money, I'm walking in a winter storm, catching the bus. My apartment flooded. And since I didn't live in the best neighborhood, the apartment complex was like, oh, well, you know, basically, like, that's not our problem. We're just here to provide a shelter. So y'all figure that out, right? And so, and then on top of that, it was my actual story that I was dealing with. And so as God was downloading all of these things and telling me about who I will become one day, it was so hard for me to see myself through that. It was so hard for me to like grasp what God was like actually saying that he wanted to do for me, right? And so I was in this space of where I just was like, okay, God, like, I want to be able to see myself through your lens, because what you see within me is obviously, you know, what I don't see within myself. And a part of me was a little nervous, you know, because I'm like, God, I don't see what you see, right? And so I couldn't grasp fully the vision that God has placed within me, right? And so some of the times prophecies and some of the times words will seem as if it's just another word, or it's just another message that someone is giving, when it's so hard for you to see yourself when that particular person hasn't become activated, right? And so it's hard to understand how making 10, 20, and even 100K months, or making $100,000 within your business can seem possible without you stepping out of integrity, right? But when the vision isn't healed, and when you can't see yourself, it's so hard to really understand and to grasp what God is doing, right? And so when we're asking God to heal the vision so that we can see, is that we're saying that, God, is something within you, is something within me that I haven't been able to see yet, right? And so I want to stand next to you because your vision isn't impaired. My vision is impaired because I have all of these insecurities, shame, traumatic experiences that I'm now trying to navigate through. I'm now trying to build the hope and the confidence through. And so now I want to be able to see myself through you. I don't want to waver anymore. I want to be able to, if you say that I am this person, and that the ideas and the businesses that you have placed within me, if you have called me to it, then it's not like I'm saying, first, God, help me to find my target audience, right? Because that's what we do first. But no, it was the first thing that I want for you guys to do is to say that, to heal the vision, right? Heal the vision. Ask God to heal the vision. Ask God to heal your eyesight so that way you can see yourself the way that God sees you. Ask God for you guys to stand next to each other so that way you can, as you guys are looking in the same direction, because, you know, some of the times we have like this mindset of a toddler where we'll be looking around and going in circles and all that stuff. And like, no, like, God is like, stand next to me, stand here, stand on this X so that way you can see what I see, right? And then something shifts when God changes your perspective of yourself. And once you are able to see yourself through this new eye, this new eyesight, and through this new insight, you're like, wow, okay, maybe I do have it within me, right? Maybe I've probably just been sleeping on myself, which a lot of us we do. And we have this deeper understanding of who we are. And so some of the times, as I said, it's so hard to see that person and for her to become activated to know that she has the opportunity to build wealth when she doesn't even know herself, when she doesn't even know what she has within her. So that's the very first step. Like, I don't want for you guys, like, you guys already know a little bit about finding your target audience and ministry and all these different things. But at the core root, you have to ask God to heal your vision. Heal your vision so that you do not waver at what the things that God is calling for you to do. Heal your gifts, heal your anointing, so that way you can run your race and that you can see all of the thousands of opportunities that God has placed before you for you to build wealth and for you to generate a six-figure business within your business. Okay, so the second thing that I want for you guys to focus on is understanding the ideas to receive wealth, or the ideas to build wealth. Now, I know that, I don't know if you guys know, but there's a huge difference between talents and gift, right? So your gifts is what is power through the Holy Spirit, and it only becomes activated when you are walking in alignment with God. When you have your natural talents, you don't need to be under the divine anointing of God in order for those particular talents to be accessible and for other people to have some sort of impact, right? So I believe that there is a difference between your gifts and your talents, because the gifts is really going to be fueled by the Holy Spirit, and your talents is something that's just there, that everyone has a talent, right? And so when you are asking God to help you to understand the idea of what it is that's going to help you to build six figures within your business, is through you doing three steps, right? So within this second point, is going to be broken down into three things, is that it is through you submitting all of your talents, all of your gifts, all of the ideas that you have for your business, and submitting it at the feet of the Lord, right? The Bible says that, and it will, your gifts will make room for you. But the thing that we oftentimes forget is that, you know, it says that, you know, your gifts will make room for you and position you in front of great men. But it is only going to be made possible once you submit those gifts, once you submit those talents, and once you submit your ideas to God, right? And so when we are trying to build a business and trying to hit six figures, is that we have a lot of things that we could do. But just because we have a lot of ideas, we have a lot of things that's going to generate wealth, doesn't mean that it's going to be the thing that God wants you to do, and also the fastest thing that people that is going to help you to get to that particular space, right? And so when you start to walk in partnership and harmony with God, and God starts to plant in you the thing that will allow for you to build a six-figure business, right? It took a blog, right? And I mentioned in the beginning half of this, it was a blog that only had 8 people that read it. But that gift that I had, and that talent that I had, and that desire to be in harmony with God, is that was that thing that allowed for me to have my first 10K month and beyond, right? It was a blog. It was the idea that God had for me, and I was always gifted, naturally talented in when it comes to writing, I really excelled in writing classes, wanted to become an English teacher. Like, that was something that was like my natural talent. And then partnering it up with the ability with some of my spiritual gifts, it allowed for me to be in complete harmony with God, right? And so there will be so many ideas that you have in order for you to receive six figures and for you to build a six-figure business. But you have to have your natural talent. What are you naturally good at, right? And some of the times, right, we feel as if we are an imposter. Like, we feel like, God, I can't do this. And I feel like there's this thing that I say, is that if you feel like an imposter, you probably are an imposter. You're probably doing some little sketchy stuff. Not sketchy and crazy, but just like you're out of alignment, right? And so most people, what they do is that when they build a business, is that they're going to build a business from a thing that they learned. And then that's going to be the thing that's going to help them to make six figures, or that's going to be the thing that's going to get them through the door. But it is not, that's not really the way that you want to go about it, because the thing about with business is that if you're not naturally gifted in that particular area or naturally talented in the particular area that you are going in, you will always feel unworthy unless you go back through this cycle of learning again. Unless you go through this cycle of just like, yeah, just learning again, reading again, you will always feel unworthy in a sense, right? But there is something that is different when you use a natural talent that you have and build a business around that, partner it with a learning talent, partner it with the gifts. It is going to take your business to the next level, right? And so that's one of the things that I always see when people come into my world, when people come into the membership, is that it's doing things that is a learned thing instead of something that they're naturally talented in. There's something that they're naturally good at. And you may be saying to yourself, like, okay, Andra, like, we get it, you're good in writing and all this stuff, and you started out as a writer. But when it comes to finding out what it is, the idea that God has for you, to me, I think it is something that you are actively in pursuit in. This may be within your 9-to-5. This may be within your education. This may be just within some ideas that you kind of like threw to the back burner. But ideally you want to be able first, before you go out and package something and try to sell high ticket or whatever that is, you want to be able first to start in-house. It's going to be the easiest way. You're not going to feel as if you are in this constant imposter comparison space. You will feel as if you are so divinely placed that you placing a price tag on something, it's like it's the smallest transformation, it's the smallest exchange, because this is something that you're so good at. And I think often too, is that when you want to find something, is that you have to think about it, is that what do I have within me that other people, it would take them years to understand how to do this, right? But I can get it done in like 1 second. I can do this. I can identify the pain points. I can identify all the blocks within 1 second, right? And so to me, that is where you want to first build out. I primarily help women when it comes to services, when it comes to online coaching and selling your services online. And that's what I always tell my clients to first start out at, right? First start out at what you are divinely gifted in, what you are naturally talented in, and place a price tag on that. As I said, you're not going to feel like you have this weight upon your shoulders. And even if you have to switch out your industry, right? If you have to say, okay, 1 second I was doing this, but now I'm doing this, that's perfectly fine, because you're now back in alignment to where you should have been in the first place, right? Like when I was doing a lot of different things, I was just like, just in the whole space of me just doing X, Y, and Z, you know, and trying to make money. But then I realized that if I was to do the thing that God called for me to do in 2016, that it is going to be so crazy, right? And so me teaching other women how to blog, I don't even think there was even a thing like that when I first started. There's now blog coaches now, but when I first started out as a blog coach, it was like there was no one teaching you how to blog. There was no one teaching you how to market. There was no one teaching you how to become a Christian blogger. Like there was no one out here that was doing that. And so it was so divinely crafted that I still get booked for that, right? And so when you think about what God is calling for you to do and the thing that will help you to build a six-figure business, again, remember, it is something that you are naturally talented in. It is something that you are divinely gifted in, and God has already given you the idea. God has already placed within you the idea that he wants for you to do in order for you to build it, right? And so just to add a little bit more context around it, right? Because I feel like it may be some people, because we see a lot of this online, just like, you know, with the whole get rich scheme. But honestly, when you are in the vein of God, it is going to be so easy and also so surprising how a video, how a piece of content can transpire for you to make a high ticket sale or for you to make a sale within your business. When you are in the vein of God, in the heart of God, it is something about your story that will create impact, right? And so it's not a get rich scheme. It's not something, you know, as I said in a couple of my things, is that I've been in the trenches for years, but it was something about the trenches that revealed something so beautiful within me that allowed for me to understand just how it's almost as if, like, I wrote something in my book, and it says that some of the times, you know, within the individuals within a Bible, they had no one to mirror. They had no one to look at. They themselves were the crash dummy that we can now look at and gain hypotheses and to understand the human body when it goes through the bending force and the crushing and the refining and the purging. And so sometimes, you know, I feel as if I was in the trenches because I had to be that mirror. I had to show people what is possible when they decide to heal the vision and when they decide to remain obedient to God at all costs and to have a mindset that is unwavering. And so when you see people online and they're saying, hey, how this content allow for me to make six figures, or this program or my services allow for me to make six figures, it is possible when you are in the vein of God and when you are in the will of God, right? And so that's what I primarily, as I said, I primarily sell high ticket packages, and the pricing in the offers and the services, it becomes activated to the person that God is calling for you to speak to, right? I have a lot of content that I speak about how to create content. I had a free challenge. I'm going to drop that free challenge. It's a 3-day free challenge on how to package up your free, how to package up your offer and how to sign clients. So that is going to be the resource that I am going to mention below. I definitely want for you guys to go through it, right? If you're in a season right now and you're like, God, I know you have placed the idea within me to build a six-figure business, I want for you to go through my 3-day challenge that I had, where it's all about understanding how to craft your offer and your messaging and build out content that will allow for you to attract clients, right? So as I said, Her Revive is not solely just for the person that is trying to heal, but it's also for that woman who also is a business owner and who also is like, God, I want to heal this because I want to be able to step out to do the things that you have called for me to do. Right. Okay. So the last thing that I want for you guys when it comes to building out a six-figure business and healing the vision and remaining obedient is to sell. Right. I think of this as selling the things that, you know, God has called for you to do is that it's a disservice, honestly. It's a disservice to not take the things that God has placed within you and to push it out to the market, because it's not just solely connected to you, but it's also connected to others. Like, your obedience is now going to unlock something, right? So remember how I said in the beginning is that my obedience to heal the vision and to remain obedient, it unlocked the door for hundreds of women to glean from me. And so when you do not sell the things that God has placed within you, is that you are doing a massive disservice to the women that are called to your business, to the women that is called to the things that you, to the marketplace ministry that you have, right? When you shut up your mouth and when you do not actively promote the thing that God is calling for you to do, you are literally coming in between the destiny of someone else and where they are supposed to go, right? And so selling is all about, I think of it as a sense of just where you are doing some evangelical, I think that's right word for it, where you are evangelizing about the good news of what God has done for you, and your program and your services is a thing that will help women to, or help individuals when it comes to X, Y, and Z, right? So when we start to evangelize and we start to share the gospel, is that we can't shut up about it. We are like on fire. We want to go out and tell everyone about how good God is and how God has shifted things within us. But then it's like when it comes to the idea, right? Like, this is all God's idea for your life anyways. When it comes to the ideas that God has placed within you, is that we get this mindset of, oh, I'm too salesy. Oh, people don't want to hear that. Oh, people, they get tired of me selling. It's like, the first thing is that people aren't paying as much attention to us as what we believe. Like, we may have some people that may be paying attention to us, but in a general consensus is that some of the times people are just not paying that much attention to us, right? And so I believe that when we allow for our ego to be taken off of this altar and to be taken off of the pedestal that we put it on, then we can start to sell the ideas that God has placed within us in order for us to build the wealth, right? In order for us to do the things that God has called for us to do. And so that is all for this one. As I mentioned before, I can go deep into selling, but I do want for you guys to go and check out the 3-day challenge that I have. It is called Clear Message, Clear Offer. It is a 3-day workshop. You guys will have access to the replay and also to the resources, because it is going to like drastically just help you in so many ways on what to do next in order for you to step out to do the thing that God has called for you to do. Within Her Revive, it is not solely just about healing you, it's also about healing the woman, because we know that healing the woman, it unlocks massive doors to whatever is connected to you. And if God is calling for you to step out and to build a business, I first want you to heal the vision, to understand that God has placed massive ideas within you to build wealth, but you first need to understand what you are naturally talented in, your divine gifts, and submit that to the will of God, and God will start to tell you what He wants for you to do. Once you understand that, I want for you to package it up online and sell it to the people within the online world, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook,
Pinterest, YouTube. I want for you to package it up, girl, and I want for you to sell it. I want for you to sell it because it is not solely just about you, but it's also about the women. It's also about the other individuals that are connected to the vision. So remember that selling is really just having a conversation. It is really just sharing your story. It's you just sharing and evangelizing and really contesting about how certain things have shifted your life and using real life examples, right? And we're not annoying people because people have their own lives. People are busy within doing things that they want to do, right? And so that is what this podcast, I hopefully is going to give you some clarity. And then once you go and enroll inside of that free training, it's also going to give you more clarity and fill in the gaps of what I couldn't fill in within this podcast. And so, oh my goodness, you guys, I'm so excited. So as I said, that I want for you guys to check the show notes below because it's going to be the free resource. And then also to go and listen to all the other episodes within the first season of the podcast. All right, you guys, until next time. Hey sis, if you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with everything that's happening within the Her Revive family, to get all of the bonus behind the scene content and even inspirational pieces, you can follow us on Instagram and also on Twitter at Her Revive. Until next time, you guys, chat soon.